Welcome to another Indoor Cycling Association audio masterclass. My name is Tom Scotto. I am the Director of Education, and this is one of my favorite profiles. It's my favorite profile for a number of reasons, because one, it sort of dispels that myth of indoor cycling being solely a cardiovascular type of activity. This one solely focuses on muscular strength and putting that stress on the muscles. It's also great for just your average fitness enthusiast who wants to see something else beyond that cardio bunny effect. You know, they want to be able to see that their legs are really being put to the task to an extent that maybe they've not seen before. And it's also great for outdoor cyclists because it really translates well into developing that strength that they're going to need on the road for whatever activity they're doing, whether it's a charity ride, a weekend warrior type ride, competitive. No matter what it is, they'll be able to put it to use. So it's really a profile, albeit very difficult, but one that applies to pretty much every aspect of your fitness enthusiasts, to your outdoor rider, to your competitive rider. So let's talk a little bit about what the intensity and the objective is for the profile. This is interval-based, so the intervals are going to be very short because we are trying to, as a goal, place as much force as we possibly can on the muscles and at a slow cadence. So some warning needs to go out, some caution needs to go out to riders if they have any injuries, any concerns, pains, discomfort in joints in particular, hips, knees, even back, the spine, neck, all these things can be affected when you're trying to apply maximum force to the pedals. But we're also targeting speeds in the cadence range of somewhere of 65 to 75 RPM. So the 65 RPM ones are definitely going to be the tougher ones as far as torque on the muscles, but of course those 75 RPM ones are nothing to snivel at because they are going to definitely dig deep into those legs. Target zones are going to be somewhere in zone 4, zone 5, and it's really interesting because when you do something of this nature where the cadence is a lot slower, the force is a lot heavier on the legs, and what tends to happen, and I sort of joke around about it, but it does connect with some riders, is their legs feel like they're going into zone 5 because they're totally maxed out, but their lungs and their ability to breathe still hovers in the zone 4 category. I know that's kind of a weird way to look at zones, but sometimes it's helpful for riders to know that they're doing it right because they feel like, wow, my legs are getting tapped out, but the effort wasn't long enough to really throw my aerobic or my heart rate even into that zone 5. So basically, we're looking to totally tap out the legs here. I encourage you to use a countdown and time checks, even though the efforts are short. They're between 30 and 60 seconds, with the exception of one of them, that's 80 seconds. The time checks and the countdowns are going to keep them focused. For example, if you're doing a 60-second effort, again, this is maximum stress on the legs for 60 seconds, you're going to need to keep them engaged the entire way. And they're going to experience different levels of sort of being able to achieve this, and they're going to have to dial it in as they go. But, you know, let them know, you got 45 seconds to go. You got 30 seconds to go. You got 20 seconds, 15 seconds, 10 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awesome. Back off the resistance. Nicely done. Get them ready for the next effort. This is going to be key. And a lot of your cueing in a profile like this is going to seem like counting and setting them up, but it is so, so important. When people are doing something this difficult, they need to know when it's about to start, how long is this suffering going to last, and when is it going to end. So it might sound like you're a broken record and you're counting in and counting during and counting them out, but it will be a huge part of their success. What they're really going for is sustainable power. So if you have a power meter on your bike, this can be a double-edged sword because most of us know that power is a product of force times velocity. So in terms of indoor cycling, that would be resistance times leg speed. That's how you generate your power. Slower leg speeds are going to give us relatively less power output overall. So some people that are really focused on seeing the highest power number possible are going to get tripped up or have the potential to get tripped up during this kind of profile because they're looking for, you know, all this power, but they're really not getting it. So what you want them to be able to focus on is how much power are they generating at a particular cadence. For example, during one of the sets, which is 65 RPM, They want to be focused on how much power can they generate for 30 seconds at 65 RPM. And this becomes a great measuring tool because if you go back and revisit a workout or an effort like this, they can see improvement. Hey, before I was able to generate X amount of watts in 30 seconds at 65 RPM. Now I'm able to generate 10 or 20 watts more for the same time, same cadence, and that shows an improvement. So, and you can do that through all your cadence ranges, and it's a great way to use power. All right, let's get into the profile. Let's talk about the intro and the warm-up. The song here is Hypnotized by P-R-O-M, and it's a seven-minute song. It's pretty tame, and what I like about that, and you probably know this about me from seeing either stuff I've taught or just other profiles that I've submitted, is I like the music for the warm-up to be rhythmic, but not overpowering, because as instructors, this is where we're giving a lot of instruction as far as setting up the class, safety, intensity levels, what is the objective, hand positions if you're using those, proper form and technique, relaxation, all this stuff happens in the very, very beginning of class. So I want music that is not going to conflict or compete with my voice. So I tend to find stuff that's, you know, not going to get them too excited. It's got a nice steady rhythm to it. They stay engaged, and I can talk through all the things that we need to talk through. So we kind of do a little bit of a warm-up. I give them some of the key elements of what the class is going to be about. Give them some warnings, let them know that it's interval-based, and I'm really looking for quality efforts, because a lot of times with intervals, we can tend to try to do every single interval thinking, well, that's the goal. But if doing every single interval brings the performance of those intervals down into a mediocre level, then that's not going to help anybody. That's not going to really give you the effectiveness that you want out of a workout like this. So we want to encourage them to do as many intervals as they can, as long as those intervals are quality. So the second part of the warm-up, another song kicks in. It's around 104, 105 RPM. And what I like to do here is get them acquainted with some of the force that's going to be on their legs and also continue to warm them up at the same time. So what I'll have them do is add some resistance, enough resistance to slow their legs down to sort of the half rhythm or the halftime of the song, which is about 50 to 55 RPM. So I'm going to bring my riders down there, have them add some resistance, start to activate the muscles, start to wake up the legs, and do a few accelerations that are also going to bring that heart rate up. So we're trying to do two things. We're going to activate the legs, get them ready, and also bring the heart rate up, because we're going to be demanding a lot more from the riders. So here's basically how the workout is broken down. It's three sets of work. The first set is all seated. The second set is a shorter set as far as there's only four efforts, and those are standing. And then the last set, the third set, is a combination. We do some seated, standing, and then we do some combo efforts where they're seated and then standing within the same interval. So it's definitely a lot of fun. I've grouped two songs together in each of the sets. The first set is Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5 and Time by Run Funk. And those two together make up somewhere in the neighborhood of about 11 minutes. This is the set that they're going to figure a lot of stuff out. Now, they might have woken up the muscles a little bit in the warm-up, but now they have to figure out, is it possible for them to put maximum force on the pedals? They might have some limitations. They may not be feeling great this particular day. And if they can, what is it? What is that amount of force that they can put down? Again, if you have power meters, you want them to look at that power number when they're in the middle of each effort and see if they can repeat it time and time again. I like to give them the three Fs to start with. First, I want them to add enough resistance so that they can feel it. They feel their muscles starting to respond against the force. The second F is to fight. They need to add enough resistance to fight it, to start fighting the pedal stroke. And finally, when they're in the interval, they need to have enough resistance so that they start to fail. And they need to fail or get close to failure within the last 5 seconds. This is how they know they're really in the ballpark. They're putting down the right amount of force. And again, it's going to be different for everyone. This particular set, the first set, has 8 intervals. And they're, you know, they're definitely a little on the long side for doing this type of work. There's a 45, two 60s, and a 45 for the first song, and then a 30, two 60s, and a 30 for the second song. Encourage them to learn, to experiment, to figure out what it means for them to ride as close to failure as possible. I'm going to give them some recovery, about 4 minutes, and that might seem like a lot of recovery for some, but as many of you have heard me say, if someone can recover from something this strenuous in less than a minute, they're most likely and most certainly not working hard enough. So we want to encourage them to work to the point during the intervals where it takes them about a minute and a half to 2 minutes to recover. And when I say recover, we're trying to get back into that zone one, zone two, depending on their fitness and where they're at. I'm also going to hit them with a couple of accelerations, usually about 15 to 20 seconds. They've got light resistance on the bike, so they're in control. We're not trying to raise the heart rate here. We're just trying to flush out the legs. We want to get those legs ready for the next set. So, encourage them to relax. The music is actually around 60 RPM, which can be bumped up to 120 if you're doing accelerations. I prefer to not have anybody exceed 120. I just want them to relax the legs, just kind of let them pedal at whatever cadence is comfortable to them. The second set is four intervals, and these are standing. This is going to raise the heart rate a bit compared to the first set. One, because we're standing, and two, because the cadence target is faster. The first half, the first song, is 70 RPM. The second song is 74. So, they're definitely going to be in a different realm as far as speed, which is also going to cause a response from the body. We also are asking them to come up out of the saddle, so they're going to add more resistance to compensate, hopefully, for their body weight while they're standing. Now, the two songs that I use here, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, and First of the Year, Equinox, are both by a group called Skrillex. This is dubstep. So if you've never played dubstep in your class before, not played it yourself, I would definitely let them know. I would obviously listen to it yourself. But it's definitely a little bit different. It's very industrial, machine-like. It uses heavy, heavy sub bass. It has what's called a drop, so the music sort of plays along. If you want to use the verse chorus analogy, the verse is sort of melodic and light, and then all of a sudden you hit the chorus. And in dubstep, this is what's called the drop, and all of a sudden, basically the bottom just comes in huge bass tones, and it's a lot of machine noises and all kinds of fun stuff. So just let them know. Some people get a little alarmed by that, but I find it just really, really inspiring to be able to kind of match my body language and the action of my legs to the sounds that I'm hearing. So standing is the way to go. I'm also going to add another F. So we're going to have a fourth F, and I usually joke around saying, don't let your head go to the dark space, because there's another F usually floating around in there whether you add it or not. But in this case, We're gonna add this F, and it's gonna be called force. And obviously, I've used the word force a number of times to talk about the stresses on the legs forcing us out of the saddle. So we want to be able to add enough resistance so that we can feel it, then enough resistance so that we are forced to stand, and then as we enter and start the clock, we are fighting, and of course, failing as usual or close to failing towards the end. Trying to encourage them now to also maintain good form, because we're out of the saddle. A lot of people want to wrestle the bike. They want to sort of contort themselves and try to, pull on the handlebars and do everything they can to get all that power out. So you're really going to have to encourage them to stay true to their form, to go for form before they go for fitness. You're going to need to encourage them to stay strong, to stay steady, even be able to activate some of the muscles in the legs, and think about which muscles they're using. The hip flexors coming up over the top as your knee is driving over the handlebars. The glutes as you start that powerful downstroke. The quads, working as they usually do to extend the leg down, to drive the force down, and the hamstrings as you pull back through the bottom of the stroke. So get them to think about all the muscles that they're using and see if they can get them to work together to generate as much force and as much power as possible. Another quick recovery, quick so to speak, 4 minutes. I have a way of describing the stress, because I've used the word stress a number of times during this audio profile, and I also use it a lot in class. So I want to tell them, hey, the stress we're talking about is not distress. Okay, that's not good stress. We're talking about eustress. and I'll spell it out for him. It's the E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S type of stress. And sometimes I'll joke around, if anyone's seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the father is always giving the origin of certain words, and of course the origin from eustress is from the Greek you, and there you have it. So anyway, you can joke around with that, but just help understand that there is a good amount of stress to place on the body, because that good stress causes the body to respond. It causes the body to react and to adapt, and that's how you gain strength. And of course, you can apply stress in different ways, but today it's all about putting that stress on the legs. Let's get into the final set. And of course, the final set has the title track Stampede, which, you know, sort of the build up and you're getting excited for it. The first part of the set are four intervals. And basically, it's just an altering of seated and standing efforts. The first effort is 30 seconds, so it's kind of short seated effort. Then the next one is a standing effort for 30 seconds. And then we get to a 30 seated and a 60 standing. And the 60 standing is usually one of the hardest for a number of reasons. One, standing at 65 RPM with a ton of force on the body is going to bring their heart rates up. They're also pretty tapped out and their legs are fatigued at this point. So it becomes one of their really, really tough efforts. Fortunately, we have some time after the fourth interval before intervals 5 and 6 show up. And that's good. You want them to recoup a little bit because the next and final two intervals are pretty tough. They're 50 seconds each and they're combos. So they're going to start out seated. And then for the last 15 seconds, we're going to see if we can force them up out of the saddle. So pretty brutal end of class, which is kind of the way I like to do it. But you also want to set up the song, at least I do. And since it is the title track, I like to have some fun with it. Add another F, yet another F. Still not the one that they're saying in their heads, but yet another F, and it's fierce. Take them out of this indoor cycling studio, out of their spinning studio, and I want to bring them into the jungle and transform them into wild beasts, strong, massive animals that are about to launch into a stampede. And I want them to imagine that they're crashing through the jungle, knocking over trees, crushing rocks. You know, animals are fleeing. People are taking kids off the street. Villages are packing up and moving because they are just so powerful. And they're going to crush, of course, not just the jungle, but the amount of power that they're going to put into the pedals. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. Try to get them to be as powerful, as forceful, as fierceful, if that's a word, as possible before they go ahead and stampede. You know, you want to lead them through the intervals and really build up. There's a little snare drum section that comes in the chorus, if you will, of the Stampede song that leads them into that last 15 seconds. And that's where I try to get really, really dramatic. They're already pretty tapped out. They've been hammering in their stampede for 30 seconds, and now I'm going to ask them to add as much resistance as they can handle that they're no longer able to stay seated, and they just have to stand, and they need to stay at their cadence, and they need to continue to turn those pedals over and pump out that last 15 seconds. So ton of fun. Obviously, you want to give them some time to cool down and stretch. I joke around a lot with my riders, particularly, you know, at the end of class, and you know, with something of this nature. I think I calculated somewhere in the neighborhood of about 800 plus squats or single leg squats or lunges would be completed during the course of a workout like this. I mean, that's how much force we're putting on the pedals. So yeah, I kind of let them know that you know, their legs should feel wobbly. Hey, if there's any day that they should be able to hold the handrail going down the stairs from the cycling studio, at least the one I teach at, today's the day to hold that handrail. I give them permission. And I also throw out a bit of a warning saying that if I catch them after class working out on any leg machine, I will hurt them because apparently they didn't work out hard enough. So anyway, that's Stampede. And I hope you enjoy it. Have some fun with it. Put those legs to the task and show your indoor cycling riders that indoor cycling is a whole lot more than cardio and aerobic work.